All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. It is Kamala's interview eve. We are on day 38, and we have yet to hear from Kamala Harris in any interview so far. A candidate for one of our two major political parties, of course, the Democratic Party. We have yet to see her or be interviewed. She has yet to be interviewed in 38 days. Tomorrow will be 39 when she does a first ever first joint interview. What do you mean by that, Tom? Well, normally, eventually, you do end up with both sides of the ticket on an interview after many, many singular interviews when it's just the candidate, the presidential candidate, first many, many times. But she's going to do, for the very first time in history, another Biden administration first. Her first interview ever as the first interview ever, ever, as the presidential candidate for the Democratic Party is going to be with Tim Walz. And get this now, it's also pre-taped.
Wow.
So she can then edit it along with Dana Bash. So Dana Bash is doing the interview from CNN. And Dana Bash, of course, as I told you last night, I've told you a couple times before, Dana Bash's husband, who is the one who orchestrated the 51 former intel chiefs, they say the Hunter Biden laptop has sheer signs of Russian disinformation or as a Russian op.
Yep.
That's who's interviewing Kamala. Get this now. I would understand she's just still doing it because I would understand if it was going to be Tucker that was going to be the one interviewing her.
Yeah.
Okay, but I don't even understand that because you're the president of the United States who's going to have to look at Xi Jinping in the eye,
yep.
Vladimir Putin, Zelensky in the eye, Maduro in the eye, and all these other, well, she's one and the same with all of them globalist totalitarians, but she's still going to have to somewhat, in some way, shape, or form, represent the interests of the United States of America, and she can't even do an interview with Dana Bash, who is obviously controlled opposition, Goebbels, Mockingbird, Pravda Media. She has to have her buddy, Tim there, who I just love to go into his various nicknames, of course, Tim Pond, Tampex Tim. She's got to have him with her in her first ever interview. I mean, this is the best that the Democratic Party can put forward to run for president as somebody who can't do an interview with controlled opposition. With a media source who is on your side, yeah. Who's going to do nothing but she's not even lofting softballs. She's lofting cotton balls. And she can't do an interview by herself. So I just wanted to celebrate day 38. Now, you might be wondering, yeah, I know it's day 38. And I know that she isn't doing any interviews, but where on earth is she? Does anybody even know? I mean, I'm on Twitter for hours every day. And I'm looking at both sides, and I haven't seen anybody report on where on earth this woman is. Now, number one, of course, she's running for president, but number one in front of that, but she's the vice president of the United States with a clearly incapacitated president, and nobody has any idea where this woman is. Who's running this freaking country? Nobody has any idea where. Does anybody know where Joe Biden is? Mm-mm. I mean, I know he was last seen, it was at Wahoboth Beach, was supposed to be underwater, according to his climate change agenda. Of course, he bought beachfront property, just like Barack does.
Of course.
Like they all do. But anyway, does anybody have any idea where these people are? Mm-mm. We know that she has sequestered herself for debate prep for a debate for September 4th. Or is it September 10th? I can't remember which.
I think it's the 10th.
I think it's the 10th, eight days before Trump's sentencing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she has sequestered herself for debate prep. Or is it interview prep with Dana Bash for tomorrow? Which one is it? Imagine having, you want to be the president of the United States. This is how far we've gone now. Where you have Karine Jean-Pierre going up to her podium every day with a prepared script. With laminated sheets in a binder that she flips to. Hey, Karine Jean-Pierre, what day is it? Oh, let's see here. It's Wednesday. I mean, this is how far we've gone to where now a presidential candidate. Imagine this. I mean, even Hussein Obama, Herbert Walker Bush, W. Bush, Reagan, anybody you want to name. When did they ever have to go into sequestration for 4 days prior to an interview with somebody who's on your side?
Absolutely
somebody who
not.
Orchestrated.
Yeah.
Somebody whose wife, I mean, whose spouse orchestrated the CIA cover up of the Hunter Biden laptop. You have to prep for 4 days. Nobody even knows where on earth this woman is. I can't even imagine being a Democrat. If I was a Democrat, I'd be voting for like Cornel West or Jill Stein at this point. Because at least they'll do interviews.
Yeah, it's true.
With anybody. Of course, they're desperate for attention, but I'm just saying. They'll do interviews with anybody. Just imagine being a Democrat. Let me say hey to the chat real quick. So pop on the bottom. Newland McGroin leads off tonight representing the McGroin Nation. PJA Wiles won. My Broken Heart is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Jenny Malfeasy's on. Alpha Eggers is on. Q13013 is on. Drummond for Jesus is on. Dave Souter's on. Q the Band is on. Mara Z is on. C-Suff is on. Sun Gun is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. S-Clark 1968 is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Deb Plan is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Why Not Me is on. La Picket Fence is on. No. Tim Pond is her emotional support. J.A. says La Picket Fence.
Yeah.
Where did 11 Carl 1-1, where did O'Biden get their Fetterman height? Yeah, I know. Joe Biden disappears. He disappears for 10 days and he comes back 7 inches taller. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to not believe any of these things. Now I believe them all. I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm not the ridiculous QAnon bull crap, but most things. Scooter 8887 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968. I saw that one. Sorry, Buckeye Nut. Hassle-Free TV is on. KC1415 is on. My neighbor asked me the other day, who watches the show on Christian Television Network, who I'm talking to here. This is the Rumble chat. So everybody, if you're watching on any other platform, we've already banned Facebook from us.
Yeah.
For the TLP. We banned them. But if you're watching on any other platform, switch over to Rumble and join in the chat. And everybody like and share. Let's get this podcast to 2,000 people. Let's get this podcast. I can't do it on my own. I need you all. So let's get this podcast to 2,000 live viewers. All right, let's switch now. Remember what I've been telling you, and you already know all this, but remember what I've been telling you over the last several weeks and really over the last several years since the fraudulent stolen 2020 election is that this goes back to this is a Stalin statement, Joseph Stalin statement. It doesn't matter how many votes you get. It matters who counts the vote.
Yeah.
That comes from Joseph Stalin, which is, of course, the Democratic Party is the modern manifestation of Joseph Stalin. So now what we're seeing is the Democrats are trying to cheat this thing. All this fake momentum for Kamala Harris is starting to fade. I'm telling you right now, a couple weeks from now, the stadiums will be empty because nobody cares. And if you notice this, too, with all these full stadiums and all these high ratings, and I didn't cover it because I just ran out of time. It's always the promise that some star is going to show up.
Yep.
Just bold-faced, I mean, right out of the KGB, absolute lies. Just absolute propaganda. They did that with her speech, her 37-minute speech at the DNC. All day long, it was what? Beyonce's going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Or George W. Bush is going to be here tonight.
Special guest.
Special guest is going to be here tonight. So everybody tuned in for that because what they're having, they're having a problem with Kamala, and this has already been documented, that after she gives her, not even after she gives her speech, after, like, Megan Thee Stallion shows up, everyone leaves. So you've got to be able to keep promising that there's going to be some big-name stars. They keep doing this over and over and over again, where even Democrats are starting to tweet or starting to post on social media. We're getting sick of it. So it's all just a giant fraud. So now what it's going to come down to is who's going to count the votes. And I'm just telling you, we cannot outvote the cheat because they're going to count the votes to cheat. I hope everybody understands that. You know, we're going to outvote the steal. It's not going to happen. This has to be done prior to the election.
Yep.
And from what I'm hearing, it is. Just so you know, there's many lawsuits. Mark Elias, Perkins Coie, he's out there talking about the many lawsuits that are happening right now in the state of North Carolina. Good. We have to sue before the election. And as I said last night, and they're not the only ones. Alabama's done it. Texas has done it. I'm trying to think of there's a couple other states that have done it, but I mean, Texas alone, credit to Greg Abbott. I'm not always a big fan of Greg Abbott. And the reason why I think Greg Abbott is doing it is the same reason why Mark Zuckerberg made his confession.
Yep.
Is they see the Vegas odds of Trump winning this thing and they do not want to be on the wrong side of Mike Davis and the DOJ. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I honestly believe that. So I don't, you know, Greg Abbott, sometimes he's good. Sometimes he's bad. Sometimes he has courage, sometimes he doesn't. But anyway, he's doing a good thing here, and he's done some great things about busing illegals to the Naval Observatory. That's where Kamala Harris lives. Good, all that stuff, good. But the latest thing, and of course, Ken Paxton is doing election fraud prosecutions inside of the state of Texas also. So they're getting ahead of this thing. Because if Texas, if we lose Texas, it's over. And I already told you this. I told you. What did I mean? Again, Bongino always says you're not wasting your time when you're watching this podcast. So I say the same thing here. As I told you, they had already registered 250,000 illegals to vote in this election. And that was 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. Well, he just purged the voter rolls of 1 million people. 500,000 of them were dead or illegals.
Yeah.
On the voter rolls. You're like, what's the big deal? They're just on a roll. Anything on the voter rolls can be mailed a ballot. Anything on a voter roll can be harvested. You're like, how can that be? Because the other 500,000 people had already moved out of state. You're like, well, how in the world can they harvest that ballot? Simply just get the ballot and fill it out yourself. I don't remember the numbers. I need to get down a list of it, but I always bore people, even in my own even my own podcast audience. I tend to bore them when I read long lists of numbers. But I'm eventually going to come up with a good cumulative list of all the cheat in the various states from 2020, because it's just absolutely startling when you get the 66,000 invalid ballots in Georgia alone, all for Joe Biden, 19,000 dead people voted in Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do, and the numbers were startling about how many people voted out of state. Because these people, and then when they track these, what I mean by that is somebody votes in Michigan who's moved to Nevada. They moved to Nevada 7 years ago, but they voted in 2020. They moved to Nevada in 2013. And then they're like, well, maybe they just, you know, somehow maintain residency. No, when they contact the person, they're like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Because all you need to do is have them on the voter rolls, and that'll manifest a ballot, especially in this post-COVID time. I don't mean the end of COVID, because they're trying to pull it over and over again. I mean in this post-COVID time, this post-COVID election season that we're in,
yeah,
where now everything has been set up, infrastructure's in place for all mass mail-in balloting. Because everyone was too scared to vote in 2020, which is, again, this is the reproof that I give to all the Christians and the conservatives that caved to COVID. Put your mask on, dutifully didn't go vote in person, did all of those things, closed your church, closed your business, stood 6 feet apart and took 10 vaccinations. This is what you did, is you orchestrated an infrastructure of voter fraud and election fraud. Because now this is all the infrastructure was put in place for mass mail-in balloting, no ID requirement balloting, which 19 states, you need nothing to vote anyway. So now not only do you need nothing to vote, no ID whatsoever, now they'll mail you your ballots.
That's so.
People think we're gonna beat the steal. What's their statement
too
again?
Too big to rig.
Too big to rig. That's not possible.
No, it's not.
It has to be taken care of now. Now, let's look at what they're doing in Michigan. George Video, he's just under 300,000 followers on Twitter, so follow George on Twitter. Watch Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who tried to remove Trump off the ballot, issued a threat to any... So remember, she tried to remove Trump off the ballot. Now she's trying to keep RFK on the ballot and is keeping RFK on the ballot after he requested to be pulled off. But we're going to get deep into this. I hope this election stuff doesn't bore you. But here's the thing. This is everything. I want to watch another Trump rally and get all excited. I love to watch Trump rallies too. But you know, it ain't going to matter how excited we are at Trump rallies when he gets 78 million votes and Kamala Harris sets a brand new record of 97 million votes. Because that's what they're going to try to pull again. Election Integrity Project. Remember that one? Run by John Podesta? Mm. So here's Secretary of State, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson issued a threat to any local election officials who choose to withhold certification of election results in the event of fraud. Play it for me.
If someone were to violate the law and not certify the election at the local level, we will come for you. So any local certifier thinking of skirting the law and not certifying the vote, don't even think about it because we'll get.
So you're skirting the law if you refuse to certify the vote. How are you skirting the law? What if you have a lawful reason not to certify it?
Right.
She doesn't say that. She simply says, if you don't certify, I'm coming for you. It's already 9:25. Holy moly.
Yeah.
So she says, I'm coming for you? No. I thought the whole purpose of having a certification board was to decide whether or not to certify.
Correct.
Isn't there a whether or not? Isn't that a democracy to the defenders of democracy? On the left, you always say they're the defenders of democracy. So she says, if you refuse to certify, so that's it now? Isn't that the whole idea of a voter certification board or a ballot certification board, mm-hmm, to adjudicate ballots and decide yay or nay? Mm-hmm. But here, unless you say yay, you're going to be criminally prosecuted by the Secretary of State of the state of Michigan.
Democracy.
Democracy. Democracy in action. George writes, in other words, they plan to cheat again, and she's getting ahead of the story by forcing counties to certify whatever fraudulent results they get. And this is what they're doing all over the place with these, with anybody who challenged the election, whether it's Trump attorney John Eastman, who simply represented Trump in court hearings, has been disbarred in the state of California and being criminally charged in Arizona. So if you just simply say, I don't believe this election is valid, that's a criminal offense. That's what she's saying. If you don't certify it and you're on the election certification board, you're going to be criminally prosecuted. So let's look at how clean these elections are, shall we? Let's look at this one. Another George video. Michigan voters are flooding tip lines with reports of a voter registration scam. But you better certify, even though there's a scam going on. What if the certifier sees that it was a scam vote? Doesn't matter. You certified anyway. We're coming after you. You're not going to come after the people running the scam. You're going to come after the people who exposed the scam, says the defenders of democracy. Play for me, Will.
My Help Me Hank tip line flooded with viewers calling saying they too received suspicious text messages about voting. Some say they were being asked for their social security numbers. This woman in Detroit concerned about the message she received.
But something stopped me. Something told me to look at the number. It was not from Michigan. It was from Georgia.
This seventh grader in Canton also got a text message about voting in November.
Well, I got a text message saying I was registered to vote. I'm only 12. I knew that wasn't right. I didn't click on it, and I told my mom, and we deleted it.
And our own Karen Drew also getting a text message that seemed concerning.
So we have you in our records as not signed up to receive a ballot in the mail.
And you're already registered.
Yeah. So
you didn't click it.
I did not click. I actually did think of you because I'm like, I know we can't do that. But
sure.
But this is one, I think I got about four different text messages this weekend.
Investigators say these thieves may be trying to steal your identity or impact your ability to vote in November.
What did you think when you got this message?
Well, this is like the third time they sent it to me.
Mono D'Angelo, a longtime registered voter here in Michigan, says that he was actually being encouraged to vote in another state, like Iowa.
The first two times I just blew it off thinking it was spam.
Right.
And I didn't really give it a lot of thought, but then they were very persistent and they kept sending this message to me.
I received this statement from a spokesperson for the Secretary of State here in Michigan. It reads, our office has received several complaints from Michigan voters concerned about text messages they've received regarding their voter registration status. Our Office of Investigative Services is reviewing the complaints and will refer any suspected criminal activity to the Attorney General or other appropriate law enforcement agencies.
She'll turn over anything that they consider to be criminal over to Dana Nessel, who's worse than her.
Yeah.
Dana Nessel, she discovered, I'll get to this in a minute, she discovered many criminal activities in the 2020 election and turned it over to the FBI. FBI turned it back over to her. She did nothing. Absolutely nothing, because she's a hack for Gretchen Whitmer. Just another Democratic Party hack. So you have these three women hack, the three stooges, Jocelyn Benson, Wretched Witless, and Dana Nessel running the state. So if somebody votes according to this scam and it's not certified, then Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, is coming after you. See, they already know about the scam, but don't worry, it's being turned over to another fraudulent election person, Dana Nessel, who just loves to run fraudulent elections as the Attorney General for the state of Michigan. Truly unbelievable what's happening. So this is why I'm telling you, it doesn't matter how excited we get about Donald Trump. We are all excited. We're all voting for him. But you can't outvote the cheat. Too big to rig. It doesn't work. When you have state attorney general, because they're all the same sort of just wretched, horrible person. But the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, tells you it doesn't matter, election certifier. Whether you find out that it's a fraudulent vote or not, you will certify it, even though there's scams going on all over the state.
Yeah.
So just source local 4 News. Investigators say the scammers are trying to steal people's identity to ultimately steal their votes. This is from local 4 News. This is not right-wing punditry.
Right.
Or prevent them from voting in the election altogether. But if you don't certify it, Here comes Jocelyn Benson coming after you. All right, look at this one. Real Robert tweet. And here it is. Documents obtained by investigative journalist. I'm not even going to bother that name. I'll try. Yehuda Miller.
Yehuda.
Yeah, I try to get the names right. Through the Freedom of Information Act, because this person obviously has done great work. Confirms beyond a shadow of a doubt. Now, leave this up for me. Remember who the players are here. Bongino always says, remember the names. So here you have Dana Nessel is the state attorney general. Election fraud is a felonious crime per act, per ballot. Always keep these things in mind, how severe these crimes actually are. Everybody winks and nods at them, but mainly because that's the culture the Democratic Party is set up, because they are endlessly conducting fraudulent elections and committing election fraud and voter fraud. So remember the names, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, and of course, Dana Nessel, Attorney General. Confirms beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Department of Justice and FBI uncovered a massive 2020 ballot fraud. But if you don't certify the fraud, you're going to be charged criminally by Dana Nessel right now, according to Jocelyn Benson. This is the whole point. You will certify this fraud. You will see that it's a fraud, and you'll certify it anyway, or we're going to come after you for fraud.
Yep.
Fraud operation based in Michigan and operated in multiple swing states, including Washington, D.C., Chicago, Georgia, Iowa, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Florida, funded by Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign. Just leave this up for me, Will, as I read the rest of the article here. The Department of Justice and FBI uncovered a massive 2020 election fraud operation in Michigan. GBI strategies busted for submitting fraudulent voter registrations during 2020 election cycle. Following a raid, Michigan law enforcement, discovered caches of prepaid gift cards, semi-automatic rifles with silencers, 4 modified pistols with ammunition inside, and disposable burner phones. Throughout the 2020 election period, these Democratic cartel election committees provided more than $4 million to this criminal organization. Get this now. It's called GBI Strategies. GBI Strategies. Biden for president, $450,000. Democratic senatorial campaign, $2,117,000. GBI Strategies. Remember, GBI Strategies was raided, and they discovered caches of prepaid gift cards, semi-automatic rifles with silencers, 4 modified pistols with ammunition inside, and they gave all this money that I just documented right here to the Democratic Party. Democratic Party of Iowa, $500,000. The investigation was initiated following the observation of Muskegon, Michigan clerk, and if that clerk doesn't certify that election, according to Dana Nessel, according to Jocelyn Benson, that person, well, they're not going to worry about the fraud. They're going to worry about the person who didn't certify the fraud. Clerk who notified an individual depositing 8,000 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city office. You know how legal that is? Not at all. You know how many you're allowed to turn in as an individual? One. And the person was turning in 8 to 10,000 right in front of Dana Nessel's eyes. And by the way, Jocelyn Benson was Secretary of State then too. And they did absolutely nothing. Completed voter registration applications at the city office on October 8, 2020. The same individual returned multiple times registering him or herself 2,500 times. Jeez. There you go. Thousands of these registrations displayed identical handwriting with fraudulent addresses and phone numbers, which brings us up, by the way, where is the FEC or FBI investigation into Act Blue? Act Blue, where you have, it's all Democrats. There is no Act Red. The Republicans don't do this. They just don't. You're like, Tom, you think the Republicans are righteous all the time? No, they're certainly less evil than the Democrats. Act Blue right now, it is documented. They have people giving 7,000 times a month. That's a fact, by the way.
Perfect.
20,000 times a month. You have people who have never made $1 million in their life donating $700,000 in 70,000 different donations.
Wow.
And nobody does anything about it. We talk about it. Anybody who thinks I'm exaggerating right now, I'm actually going to the lower end.
Yeah.
This was all James O'Keefe, OMG.
Yep.
O'Keefe Media Group. This is all documented. You can pull it up right now. Pull up OMG. that exactly what I'm telling you. This is going, and there's no investigation. And none of this needs to be forgotten when we run the DOJ. When we run the DOJ, Act Blue gets taken down. Dana Nessel gets taken down. Jocelyn Benson for fraud gets taken down. Wretched Witless gets taken down. And I'm talking about prosecution. I'm talking about litigation. I'm talking about people losing their retirements and their jobs. Thousands of these registrations. You have one person who registered themselves 2,500 times. Thousands of these registrations displayed identical handwriting with fraudulent addresses and phone numbers. Additionally, signatures did not match those on file with the criminal Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. And the icing on the cake, 100,000 ballots cast in the November 3rd, 2020 election were also falsified at Jocelyn Benson's own election headquarters. She needs to be charged criminally. No more niceties. Charged criminally. 100,000 ballots cast in November 2020 election were also falsified at Jocelyn Benson's own election headquarters, and she's the one saying to election certifiers, you better certify these things, these fraudulent ballots, these 100,000 fraudulent ballots that were cast and falsified in my own office, you had better certify them or I'm coming after you. This is how corrupt Michigan is. We're gonna too big to rig. It's not possible, folks. FOIA, I'm following up with some information on one of the most egregious situations I have encountered. There are many examples of significant election integrity issues, but this example involves actions of government officials from both the local and state levels that are shocking. Dawn N. Eisen, Department of Justice Assistant U.S. Attorney, Public Corruption Unit. We received this complaint, says Dawn. Guess what the criminals do when the FBI and the DOJ got hold of this investigation? Passed it right back to this criminal, Jocelyn Benson. Who has done what? Who's gone to jail? Jocelyn Benson or Dana Nessel? Who's gone to jail? When you had 100,000 fraudulent ballots that were actually falsified at Jocelyn Benson's own headquarters, what's Dana Nessel done about it? Nothing. Because it's a two-tier justice system. Now you have Thomas Crooks training at the DHS gun range. And then you have Jocelyn Benson falsifying her own ballots at her own election headquarters. And so it's just absolutely in our faces. It's so audacious, and nobody does anything about it because we're not in the places of power. But here's the thing. Once we run the DOJ, we're in the place of power. We have the Supreme Court, and all of these people need to go to federal prison. Jesse Waters' video, here's another little bit out of Michigan. The RNC is suing Detroit after learning the city allegedly hired seven times more Democrats than Republicans as poll workers. Play it for me, Will.
Fox News alert. The Republican National Committee suing Detroit after learning the city hired seven times more Democrats than Republicans as poll workers for the election. The RNC claims Detroit's Election Commission appointed about 300 Republican poll watchers compared to well over 2,000 Democrat poll watchers, breaking a state law that says there should be equal representation from both parties. RNC co-chair Lara Trump says that the committee will do everything in its power to ensure blue states play by the rules.
If you're a person who is attempting to cheat in our elections or an illegal citizen attempting to illegally vote in our elections, we will find you, we'll track you down, and we'll prosecute you to the full extent of the law. We're watching everything, we're filing lawsuits when necessary, and we're making sure we have people everywhere votes are being cast and counted to have eyes on everything.
Much different story in Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott just announced he's removed over 1 million ineligible voters from the state's voter rolls ahead of November. Nearly 500,000 of them were dead, and several thousand were non-citizens. How are thousands of foreign nationals able to register to vote in the United States? They keep saying it's illegal and it doesn't happen, but now Virginia and Texas have just found thousands of them. Primetime hopes that more governors will follow the lead set by Glenn Youngkin and Greg Abbott.
So Virginia and Texas have both cleansed their voter rolls. So has the state of Alabama. They've also cleansed their voter rolls. So listen, if we win Virginia, it's over.
Yeah.
It's great. Great job by Glenn Youngkin. This is what you have to do is you actually have to stand and face the repercussions from the Pravda media. That's fine. So let's just pull this one number out of that video from Jesse Waters. So the city of Detroit, which is one of the seven cities in the six states that provided the 42,000 votes to Joe Biden to win the election, the big cheat, too big to rig. Nothing's too big to rig. Nothing. There is no way to outvote the rigging. Mm-hmm. You have to fix the rigging before the vote. So in the city of Detroit, you know, they want to be fair about it. Yeah, this is a state that was allegedly lost by like 60,000 votes. So you figure in a state of millions, it's about, let's say, let's just make it conservative. 55-45, something like that, Democrat. That's what we're led to believe. Now, I don't believe any of that. I'm just saying that's what they would say by their fraudulent election. But in the city of Detroit, you're going to have seven times more Democrats as poll workers. Allegedly, there's 10% or so more Democrats in the state, allegedly, which I don't believe. But in the city of Detroit, you're going to have seven times more Democrats than Republicans, right? Not from 10% to seven times more.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 300 Republican poll workers in the city of Detroit and 2,000 Democrat poll workers in the city of Detroit. Too big to rig. Not going to happen, folks, unless this has changed. But this is good. This is all coming out before the election. And we got plenty of time. All you need to do is have the lawsuit in place prior to the election. Prior to the election, and we can still turn around even if there's fraud during the election. All right, now here's the thing. With all of this fraud going on, already mentioned all the fraud going on, the scam phone calls, the fraudulent 2020 election, November 3rd, 2020 election, all of that, right? Get this, and wokeness tweet, blatant election rigging, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is removing Cornel West off the ballot, simultaneously forcing RFK Jr. to stay on the ballot. So they just get to arbitrarily choose who goes on ballots and who can't. Who gets to stay on ballots and who can't stay on ballots. Who gets to stay and who can't, who will be forced to stay. Cornel West wants to stay. They removed him off. And RFK Jr. wants off, and they're forcing him to stay.
Democracy.
See, all of this now, this needs to be a lawsuit right now, and I'm sure it will be. Laura Trump's doing a great job with the RNC. So this is what's happening. And they already tried to buy Cornel West off the ballot already. They've offered him positions in the Biden administration. So get this now. Western Lensman video. Now, with all this rigging and all of this corruption inside of Michigan, where you will certify a fraudulent election or we'll come after you for fraud. You either certify the fraud or we'll prosecute you for fraud. You're like, Tom, that makes no sense. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense when it's a blue jurisdiction, blue judge, blue jury, blue grand jury, and blue appellate court. Doesn't matter. You can write down anything and charge anybody for anything. Example that I always use. I can charge Will for theft when there was no elements of the crime. He wasn't there and he didn't steal it and he doesn't possess it. Possession is 9/10 of the law. There's no evidence at all. No video. He has exculpatory proof that he was nowhere near the sign of the scene of the crime. Doesn't matter. I can fill out an affidavit. Right now, I'll fill out an affidavit charging Will with theft. You're like, Tom, but the truth would set him free. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't set him free. Because all you have to have is a prosecutor who would then sign off on that affidavit. A prosecutor like Alvin Bragg, who would just sign off on it. And then a judge like Engeron, a judge like Merchan, a judge like Shutkin, a prosecutor like Fannie Willis. All right, so with all this corruption inside of Michigan, look at the award that Jocelyn Benson gets. Play it for me.
Presidential Citizens Medal recipients, Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson was elected twice by the people of Michigan as their Secretary of State, where she continues her steadfast commitment to protect the right to vote and the integrity of our elections in the state of Michigan. In 2020, she administered an election with record turnout and certified the results in the face of unprecedented pressure and threats, including armed protesters outside her home. We, the people, honor the undaunted and unflinching Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who continues her exemplary public service to advance free and fair elections in our nation.
So she gets a Medal of Freedom for conducting a fraudulent election. Medal of Freedom. Now, right behind her, of course, is Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, who did the exact same thing in Atlanta. Then you got Gunnell and the Capitol police officers, Gannone behind them, all perjurous, lying sacks of crap. All behind them, all getting medals. So if you're a perjurous liar, like Gunnell, like Fanone, like Dunn, all behind them, all the ones all standing behind these Capitol Hill police officers that were allegedly injured, Gunnell, who says that he was severely injured, we have the video of him post-injury. He's perfectly fine. And we can't access any of their medical records. And they all testify to extenuate people's sentences based on battery on a law enforcement officer. All these fraudulent perjurers, I'm trying to think of the word, poll cheats, like Shea Moss. I don't know what vote counters. I don't know what their official poll workers, I guess, what their titles are. But these vote counting cheats like Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman, these perjurous J6 Capitol Hill police officer liars like Fanone, Gunnell, and Dunn, all getting Presidential Medals of Freedom. Unbelievable. I mean, it really is unbelievable. Now, look at this one. Put up next one for me, Will. States where Biden's name can't be removed. Can't be removed. So here's our strategy. Now, does anybody have the cojones to pull it off? Because, boy, you're going to suffer some ramifications from the Pravda Mockingbird media. If you're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels. So the Goebbels media, because they want a Hitler, Kamala Harris, they are going to come after you big if you do it. But what do we all do? If you are Ron DeSantis, if you are Greg Abbott, if you are Glenn Youngkin, if you are any Republican governor of any red or purple state, you have got to now say, if you leave RFK on your ballot after he's requested to be removed, then we will leave Joe Biden on the ballot. That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Will anybody, just like, listen, people were rising up. When they were threatening to take Donald Trump off the ballot, then that people like Ron DeSantis said, you know what? If you take Trump off the ballot, then we'll take Biden off the ballot. Mm-hmm. So now if you're going to leave RFK on the ballot, then we'll leave Biden on the ballot. He'll get a lot of votes. There's a lot of people that are not happy that Biden was removed in this palace coup and replaced with Kamala Harris. So that's what needs to happen. And get, of course, who's on this list here. States where Biden's name can't be removed. It can't. They've already passed the deadline for removing his name. You're like, well, Tom, you're asking for RFK. Right. So the whole thing is if you can't remove RFK, then you certainly can't remove Joe Biden. Right. You're like, Tom, this makes too much sense. I know. Can't be removed and no one can be added either. So not only can they not remove Joe Biden, they can't add Kamala Harris. In these 9 states, you can't, not only can you not remove Joe Biden, you can't replace him with anybody either. In these 9 states, Alabama, Indiana, Michigan, swing state, Minnesota, swing state, New Mexico, swing state, Ohio used to be a swing state, Pennsylvania, big swing state, Texas and Washington, which is not a swing state. But in these 9 states, you cannot remove Biden off the ballot by legislation, by law. And you're like, well, then they can't remove RFK. Fine. I'm fine with that. Leave them both on. Leave them both on. Leave Biden and RFK on. That's perfectly fine with me. Let's do that, shall we? I think it's a great idea. Go to the next one for me, and I just cat turd backing up with the cat turd army. It's time for every Republican Secretary of State to keep Joe Biden's name on the ballot. There's absolutely no difference than what Democrats are doing in Michigan and Wisconsin, because Michigan and Wisconsin are where they are forcing RFK to remain on the ballot. That's fine. Then they need to, because according to statute, they're going to say, you know what, it's past the deadline to remove RFK off the ballot. No problem. Then you have to leave Biden on the ballot. And listen, these lawsuits can be filed. They are easy winners. All right, let's go to the next thing. Next slide. Julie Kelly video. Merrick Garland, flanked by Obama henchman Lisa Monaco, threatening future J-6ers. Play for me, Will.
I guess I'll guess as a follow-up on Scott's question, you're sitting in these hearings with prosecutors and judges at the courthouse down the street. They're increasingly expressing concerns about the upcoming transfer of power and the potential danger of another January 6th. Do you share those concerns at all?
I think our prosecutions have made clear what we think about people who try to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power, which is essential and fundamental element of our democracy. I quibble about whether we have 1,500 or slightly less than 1,500, but we have way more than 1,400 now prosecutions, and we have a substantial number of convictions. I think that's shown to everybody how seriously we take an effort to interfere with the peaceful transfer of power. The last January 6th, the coming January 6th, and every January 6th after that. I want to make clear to anybody who is thinking about interfering with that, they can see what we've done with respect to the January 6th prosecutions, and the Justice Department will continue to protect our democracy.
So standing right behind him is Lisa Monaco, who is one of the authors of the collusion hoax, by the way, saying that Donald Trump colluded with Russia, which I don't have time to get into that right now. And he's talking about their 1,500 prosecutions. So they've yet been able to find the bomber for the DNC and the RNC, which is a complete hoax, by the way, I don't have time to get into right now. But they have 1,500 prosecutions. Mm-hmm. That's what they said, prosecutions. But their number of actual convictions is going way down because of the Enron ruling where they were charging all these people with a statute that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
So they could up their charges to a felonious crime instead of a misdemeanor parading on the Capitol mm-hmm. charge, which is what they all should have been charged with, if you could even charge them for that, because a lot of them had no idea they were trespassing.
Yep.
Because the barriers were removed by people who weren't charged with crimes, like Ray Epps. Like, he's been charged now, Tom. Yeah, 3 years later
yeah.
with a misdemeanor, never even to show up in the court. We have people that are still in jail now, languishing in the metro jail in D.C. And remember, J6 occurred 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still in jail. A couple hundred of them still in jail, awaiting trial for charges that don't even apply to them, that have now been removed by SCOTUS.
Mm-hmm.
And he's up there, you know, if you dare challenge another election, interfere. What's okay, then give me the definition of interfere. Is me saying that this election is crap, am I now interfering? Because that's all Donald Trump did. And he's facing one criminal charge after another. A re-indictment by Jack Smith that's going to be thrown out in 2 seconds by SCOTUS anyway. But, I mean, a re-indictment. So if you simply say this election is fraudulent, now, am I interfering with a normal transfer of power? Just because I say it, isn't that the point of freedom of speech for all the defenders of democracy in the Democratic Party?
Right.
You got some, Aaron? Good.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say about the January 6th thing and stuff like that. What happened to the Sixth Amendment, the right to a speedy trial? Like, what happened yeah. to that? Just 3.5 years. Okay, that's fine.
There's nothing you can do. Again, people always think that the truth will set you free. And listen, I'm not denigrating John 8:32. That has to do with the gospel.
Yeah.
You shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. I understand that. But that's not our judicial system, because our judicial system is not governed by Yahweh. So the truth sets you free when you are being judged by Jesus.
Yep.
But the truth does not set you free when you're being judged by Tanya Shutkin. Or Enjeron,
yeah.
or Juan Merchan, or Alvin Bragg, or Fannie Willis, or Jack Smith,
mm-hmm.
or any of the rest of these idiots. Matthew Colangelo, Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco. All that is all you have to do is have the right judge. That's all you, when you wanted to raid Mar-a-Lago, you go and find a contributor to the Biden campaign who is an acting magistrate inside the state of Florida
yeah.
and get your warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago. If you want to convict Donald Trump of 34 felony accounts, then go to a place that voted 87% for Biden. Every single juror is a Biden supporter, fervent Biden supporter. The judge's daughter raises $100 million for herself $100 million for her company, makes $100 million for her company while she campaigns for the Biden, authentic campaigns. Lauren Merchan, Judge Merchan's daughter, makes $100 million off the Trump trial. $10 million for herself goes in her pocket. That's why Mershon continues to extenuate the trial over and over again. Sentencing occurring in that trial September 18th. All you have to do is have a blue judge. All you have to do is have a blue prosecutor. Find me Matthew Colangelo, Alvin Bragg. Fill out an affidavit charging somebody with a crime that doesn't even currently exist. What if I just try? What if I charge Will? I'm just picking on Will tonight for felonious mopery. What's that, Tom? I don't know. I'm just going to charge him with it. You're like, that, nobody could ever get away with that. Who's going to ever back you up? Who's going to get you out? The media? Media going to say, Will's been charged with felonious mopery. That crime doesn't even exist. Who's going to get you? They're going to do that? Will is a gun-toting right-winger. It's over. You're like, that can't. It's happening to Donald Trump every day. If it can happen to Trump, it certainly could happen to people who don't have a name.
Yeah.
It can happen to any of us. Mm-hmm. If it's happening to Donald Trump and the media won't even say anything about it, that he's being charged with crimes that don't even exist on planet Earth. And people think it's perfectly fine until it lands on their own doorstep. It's happened to Giuliani. It's happened to Alex Jones. It's happened to Peter Navarro. It's happened to General Mike Flynn. It's happened to Steve Bannon. It's happened to Donald Trump. His home's been raided. James O'Keefe, his home's been raided. Giuliani is sued into oblivion and his home is raided. Truly unreal. Now you got the CEO of Telegram arrested inside of France for nothing. There's no crimes. Allegedly, he was lured into that arrest by Macron inviting him to dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
Get this now. Lara Logan tweet. You are going to love this. Dominion, yes, the voting company, uses, how do you pronounce it, Aaron?
I think it's Weiwei.
Weiwei?
Yeah.
As their iCloud provider. I mean, a known Chinese company. Now, why am I talking? So, again, this would be like, people don't get it. You think Stalin's bad? You need to talk about Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping. I mean, Stalin was bad. Hitler was bad. The CCP and PLA have killed, at latest count, which was a decade or two ago, 500 million of their own people. You're like, Tom, that's hyperbole. It is not. They are currently, at this moment, running concentration camps. We've shown you the videos. We've shown you the pics of Uyghur Muslims bound and gagged, zip-tied behind their back with blindfolds on, being loaded onto trains, Dachau style, to be experimented on and raped and killed. It's going on right now. But LeBron James will never say a word about China because the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. 1 Timothy 6:10. So get this. This is what it's like. The reason why I make that just such a... It is Weiwei?
Huawei.
Huawei.
Yeah,
Huawei.
I was wrong.
No, yeah. That's good. At least you... Hey, it's way closer than I was going to go with Huawei.
Yeah.
Something like that. But anyway... I was gonna go Huawei, actually. Huawei. 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 Dumb dumb, like, but anyway. But my point is this. And it's not extremist. It's not an extreme point. It would be like sending our votes during the Cold War to downtown Moscow. Hey, can you count our votes for our Dominion's voting uses, what is it again?
Huawei.
Huawei. Just keep on there.
Yep.
You can interrupt me.
Yep.
Huawei as their iCloud provider, as their cloud provider. So it's like, and again, the cloud is not like Kamala Harris thinks it is, galactic idiot that she is, AI asinine idiot that she is. What do you have, a cloud that exists in the air?
In the air.
It's a giant box. It's a giant metallic box full of computer pieces. Massive cloud. It's not floating around. It's anchored to the floor. But that cloud is in Beijing. It's counting our votes in Beijing. So why didn't we have our votes counted in the 1940 election in, Berlin? You're like, it's not that extreme, Tom. They're that much our enemy. Then you don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. If you don't think that China is our number one geopolitical threat on the globe right now. Aaron sent me this. The party is embedded in Huawei and controls it. One former Huawei, gosh dog.
Yeah, Huawei.
Huawei employee said the state wants to use Huawei and it can use it if it wants. What state are we talking about here?
China.
China. Everyone has to listen to the state, every person. So this is, we leave this up. This is what both sides. So we are sending, I didn't know what you're talking about here. Now I got it.
Yep.
So what Aaron was talking about when he said the party is CCP.
Yeah.
So the party is embedded in Huawei. CCP is embedded in Huawei, and that's who Dominion uses for their cloud services.
Yes.
Oh, well, don't worry. Nobody could ever manipulate a cloud, could they? I mean, that could never happen, could it? I mean, you've never had your post taken down, have you? You've never had your post taken down. You've never been banned, have you?
Right.
And controls it. One former Huawei employee said, the state wants to use Huawei, and it can use it if it wants. Everyone has to listen to the state. Every person, every company, and every individual, and you can't talk about it. You can't say you don't like it. That's just China. That's who controls Dominion's vote counting.
Yeah.
You going to too big to rig? No, it has to be paper ballots in every state. Now, I just threw this in here, this last little bit, because not only is China counting our votes via Dominion machines, who is making all of our COVID-19 injections? Play it for me.
And, you know, the last thing I'll say about this is this aligns with you, what you and I have been talking about for a couple of decades now when we do talk about fascism in America, because why, right? You inject people with this injection, which is made in China. China owns the IP. China wants us gone. They want our food supply, our water supply, our ports, our energy grid. They don't want our population, right? And then coming over the border is also related. 30 million newcomers from countries that have no memory or knowledge of constitutional republic and human rights. And so the native born or kind of citizen Americans are sick and dying or not able to reproduce. And the ones coming over the border are not being mandated, and they're being ushered in with free food and lodging and room service in New York City and, you know, privileged treatment. So as Ed Dowd said, just wait 5 years, that the population of America will be changed even without a war. And that is the war.
Absolutely.
So via Dominion voting, Huawei, which is a Chinese company who Aaron just sent in the report, they have to listen to the CCP and for all intents and purposes, owned by the CCP and the PLA. There is no independent Chinese company. If it's a McDonald's in China, it's owned by the CCP. It has to report to the CCP.
Yep.
Now, not only are they counting our votes, they own the intellectual property and produce the COVID-19 vaccinations that are being pimped by our CDC, NIH, and FDA.
Yeah.
That, again, that would be like in the Cold War, having Joseph Stalin's Moscow counting your votes and making your injections. So as Naomi Wolf said, we have all of these people streaming across our southern border who are not required to take vaccinations that will not allow them to reproduce. But of the United States population, 170 million Americans have taken two COVID shots.
Ugh.
So they probably won't be able to reproduce like they could. And it's all this Alex Jones conspiracy theory is all turning out to be reality.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the same chemicals they're injecting you with are the same chemicals that sterilize frogs and turn frogs gay. You know, like that does, it's true. Even RFK has come out and said it's true. And if they aren't turned gay, they actually, in the frog womb, so to speak, don't develop male sex organs.
Right. Yep.
That's the same stuff that's in these, a lot of the chemicals and food and various other things. I don't know if that stuff's in the injections or not, so I shouldn't say that. But there are sterilizing ingredients inside of the injections, because every first world country who has a mass vaccination program has extremely declining birth rates.
Yep.
And it's an extremely declining sperm count. So I don't know if the chemicals, I want to make sure that I'm clear on things, if the chemicals in the vaccines are the same things with the frog stuff, because that may be all food stuff and everything else. I don't know. But it's just, all of it works together to lower the Earth's population. So get this, the people that are making our vaccines and counting our votes in China want everything about America except Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones counting our votes and making our injections. Imagine that. Imagine that. We'll just go back to 1942 and we'll mail off all of our ballots to Adolf Hitler and let him count them and have Adolf Hitler make all of our injections. He and Mengele together can make all of our injections. You're like, Tom, it's not that hyperbolic. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. China is a grievous threat to the United States of America. And we have them making all of our injections and counting our ballots from Dominion. You're like, nothing said that they count them. Well, the cloud's over there.
Yeah.
If you talk to any tech guy, cloud could be manipulated.
Yeah.
Easily.
And when Dominion, really, for all intents and purposes, is the globalist leftist bourgeois company, I mean, what's to say what Dominion's involvement is with the WEF and the globalist agenda? And we could deep dive into Dominion. I guarantee you, not good. Not good at all. It's just weird that their cloud is run by a Chinese company. Mm-hmm. Or their cloud is a Chinese company. Go, Aaron.
Yeah, and not to mention, like, the United States banned Huawei in 2022.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's a major portion. I'm so glad you got it.
Yeah.
That's right. Huawei was banned by the United States government, but our voting machines are using them.
Oh.
This is where we're at. Too big to rig? Bull crap. This better be legislated now. This not legislated. This better be litigated now. Go, Aaron.
Because of their backdoor capabilities, specifically. that's literally why they got banned in 2022.
No, Aaron, nothing soaked up to the internet.
Because,
Aaron,
of course not.
Stop espousing your lies.
Of course not.
Lies. I know that it's all, when you walk into the room of Dominion voting machines, they're all connected to the internet, but they're not connected to
no,
the internet.
Absolutely not.
What do you
not.
Call the things they're connected to when you walk into the room?
The Ethernet.
Yeah, the Ethernet. Yeah, there's all the Ethernet cables running all over the place into the internet.
Yeah,
that's all lies.
They need an update, but they're not connected to anything.
they have to get an update from the internet.
Yes.
But they're not connected.
Connected to the internet.
And then when you had the, what was it called, the worldwide, Aaron, put yourself back on, the worldwide, what was it called, collapse, the internet collapse, what do you call
CrowdStrike.
It CrowdStrike.
Yeah,
what do you
collapse.
Call it though, like collapse?
Yeah, it was like an outage.
Yeah, worldwide outage.
Yeah,
Arizona, you know, people in charge of the election were like, you know, don't worry, it's not going to affect the election, but it's going to affect the machines that aren't hooked to the internet.
Which CrowdStrike is specifically a firewall to protect you from attacks over the internet.
Right. So when the CrowdStrike collapse happened,
yes.
Now you no longer had a firewall protection for the Arizona voting machines that aren't hooked to the internet.
Correct.
How can you be a Democrat? How can anybody be a Democrat? All right, let's go to this one. BRICS News tweet. United States government, Biden-Harris, mistakenly transferred $239 million to the Taliban. Anybody who believes that's a mistake is an idiot, right. But that's what they're saying.
Right.
Now, look at the date on the bottom there. This is from yesterday. $239 million went to the 26th largest army on the planet. They're 26th largest army on the planet because Joe Biden left $88 billion of high-tech American military equipment on the ground overnight. Go to the next one for me, Will. BRICS News tweet, the Taliban has received at least $239 million in U.S. aid aimed at counterterrorism. I thought it was a mistake. After State Department vetting procedures fell apart, according to government watchdogs. Amazing. I mean, the government watchdog, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan, Reconstruction, Cigar, named after Monica Lewinsky, issued a 2024 report identifying at least 29 grants where the Taliban may have erroneously received counterterrorism. The Taliban receives counterterrorism funds. So that's perfect, though.
It's so perfect. Good.
The vaccine stops transmission infection. Oh, it doesn't stop transmission infection. We're going to use totalitarianism to defend democracy. We're going to send counterterrorism funds to one of the largest terrorism organizations on the planet, $239 million. Investigators found the State Department failed to comply with its own counterterrorism partner vetting requirements in Afghanistan, Judicial Watch reported. The funds came from State Department divisions called Democracy, Human Rights and Labor, and International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs. The report identified more than two dozen instances where these divisions failed to keep proper vetting records. Failed or purposely sent money to the Taliban. Which one is it? We all know that it was purposeful. Go, Aaron.
I found a picture of that organization, Cigar. Here it is. This is just so everybody knows.
Yeah, remember Cigar. Yeah, remember Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
That was found, of course, in Jeffrey Epstein's home.
Yeah.
But it's all, put that back up. It's all normal, though.
Yeah.
We're all just supposed to just just go ahead and well, I shouldn't say swallow. We're all just supposed to agree that this is normal, that you have this inside of a pedophile's house, that there's no link to the Clintons, even though he flew on the Lolita Express 26 times.
Yeah,
but he was never involved in any of Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile affairs. And of course, nobody released the flight logs. Why won't Dick Durbin, little Dick, why will he not release the flight logs? Explain that to me.
Yeah,
Aaron, make it make sense. Will, make it make sense. Yeah. Exactly. Why would you not release the flight logs from a dead billionaire?
Yeah.
Why? Because everyone practicing evil hates the light. This CEO, so speaking of $239 million going to the Taliban, remember this, when John Kirby said, we're tracking the billions that he released to Iran. Play it for me.
The U.S. will have visibility. We'll be able to engage in oversight about where the money was going and for what purpose. If Iran tries to divert the funds, we'll take action and we'll lock him up again. And there will be sufficient oversight to make sure that the request is valid and that it's going through vendors who we and the Qataris can trust will actually contract for the goods, the medical equipment, the food, whatever it is. The regime doesn't get to touch the money, Peter. Doesn't go to them. They don't get to decide ultimate destination, and they have no direct access to it.
John, Iran made two transactions withdrawing from the previously frozen funds in Oman. What were those transactions for?
I don't have the details on that, Jackie. You're gonna have to let me get back to you on that.
Look at his facial expression. Yeah, so they released billions of dollars to the number one. That's perfect. Thank you, Aaron. The number one state sponsor of terror released billions of dollars. Remember, that's what they said. According to them, funds are not fungible. Remember that? Because they said that this can only go to humanitarian efforts inside of Iran. Mm. So when they give billions of dollars to Iran, they can only go to humanitarian efforts. So they say they have an organization called Feed the People. We'll make sure that it goes to Feed the People. Now, of course, here's the thing. If you have a $10 billion budget and $2 billion has to go to Feed the People and $8 billion then goes to Hamas, that's sponsored by Iran. Well, if you go ahead and give them the $2 billion, for Feed the People, now they got a full 10 to give to Hamas because funds are fungible. That made sense.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. And so none of these asked, so don't worry, we're tracking it all. So the reporter asked her, I mean, look at the difference in the time frames here. Literally half a year. Says, don't worry, we're tracking it all. And now it has to go to humanitarian efforts. And then the reporter asked her, well, there were several transactions. Where did it go? That's his facial expression. He doesn't know. He says he's tracking it. So it's almost as if they were purposely funding Hamas through Iran, which they were. All right, 13 minutes overtime. That's good. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Everybody in the chat. Love you. Listen, you got to stick around for the post game. Very unique post game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, might be my number one favorite post game of all time.
It's hardcore.
It's hardcore. Really. Yeah. Stick around for it. Rumble Rant, Spoken 00007. Spoken 007. Love you. $50. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I don't ever know if it's a male or female. Thank you. CSUF, $20. Thank you, my friend. Tammy L. Margaret, or $20. Always giving. Thank you, Tammy. Jesus, mighty name. Great one. And a new giver. $12. Buckeye Nut, 1968. Very faithful. Thank you so much. $10. Itchin' McGroin, repping the McGroin Nation. $10. Naz Yeager, $5. Thank you guys so much. Really do appreciate it. Stick around for the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. The post game, I can tell you, is honest, I mean, it has a very specific time. It's about 11 minutes long. You're going to love it. Love you guys. Appreciate you. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you then. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it, year after year after year, they, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.